This is Degaris, Masculist, Big Tower, Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 718, part 2, entitled President Trump, a Masculist. Continuing straight on. If current feminist monoconsciousness remains intact, then within a decade there will be a whole generation of women in their 40s who are manless, childless, and bitter, feeling that life has passed them by. Masculists thus want a fundamental restructuring of society with the fipping of women and the men-faring of the gender laws, so that young men are prepared to be fathers again, instead of facing a one chance in four of being butchered in the hated, fluffy, feminist-dominated divorce courts, where a divorcing father will typically lose custody of his kids with a 90% probability to his ex-wife. He will lose his house to her so that she can raise her kids in it. He will lose half his wealth and stuff to her. He'll be forced by the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court to make child payments to her for his kids, whom he'll barely be allowed to see, perhaps twice a month, in weekends. If his ex-wife is a real fluffy, then he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no moral nor legal obligation on her to get off her fat parasitic ass and fip up. Thus she continues to parasite off him after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. This divorce court butchering of one father in four is so toxic for men that it's not surprising that now two-thirds of young men in many countries refuse to marry, reject paternity, saying, quote, fuck that. I'm not going to tolerate a one chance in four of being butchered by a hated, fluffy feminist divorce court. Change the divorce laws, or we young men will force you to, by indirectly wiping out whole populations by rejecting paternity. End quote. This is just what young men in the US are currently doing. In 2022, a reputable US opinion polling company, Pew, PW, Research Center, found that nearly two-thirds, so 63%, of young men between 18 and 30 refused to even date young women, finding them undateable due to them being, quote, too poisoned by feminism, end quote. The prospect of whole populations being wiped out should be alarming to politicians, as is the case in a growing number of countries, for example, Hungary, that now pays 6% of its GNP on pro-birth measures. Similarly in Russia, China, and especially in South Korea, which has the worst birth rate in the world at 0.7 children per woman, which is a third of the replacement rate of 2.1 children per woman. So the South Koreans will no longer be with us within only a few generations. So of course the South Korean politicians are now truly shitting their pants. Thus, we are finally seeing politicians around the world starting to shift their masculist asses. In the case of Trump, what is he doing? In the video, whose link is above, I quote the initial statement of the video creator in the following words, quote, Donald Trump is shaking up divorce laws with a bold new proposal. He wants to end the 50-50 assets split, arguing that it's unfair to men. Trump believes that women shouldn't automatically become rich after a divorce just because they married successful men. Under his plan, ex-wives must prove financial need to receive support, capped at $100,000. He insists if I earn money, I shouldn't have to give half away. Trump also suggests that if a mother cannot afford to raise the kids, then custody should go to the father. This proposal has sparked national debate. Some say it's fair, others call it unfair to women. End quote. This executive order that Trump is proposing is a historic milestone in the struggle for the political liberation of men. Perhaps he is being threatened with divorce by his own pretty trophy wife, that she intends to walk away with half his fortune. So being US president, and since he's talking about an executive order, he does not depend on a GEC being set up in the House of Representatives in the US to pass this legislation that will liberate tens of millions of American men from the divorce rape of tens of millions of fluffy and fluffy feminist women. In that sense, Trump is a hero to Maskus, a true pioneer, who Maskus hope will prove to be a role model to hundreds of other political leaders around the world. Personally, when I heard that the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon fame, walked away after divorcing him with literally billions of dollars that he earned with his drive, his vision, his genius, I felt a murderous rage. This woman is so hated by Maskers that she deserves to die. She is a true gender criminal to be exterminated by the Maskers. She will now die a slow, miserable death, lonely death. So no self-respecting man will go near her, other than parasitical males who are only interested in her money and not her. She will die in tears, getting what she deserves, that is, the hatred of the masculist world. As for Trump's suggestion that if the mother can't afford to raise the kids on her own, then custody should go to the father, this is the norm in China. Masculists want women to fip up, so that the divorce courts can be based on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties. That is, on the assumption that the divorcing mothers are FIPs, so that custody of children after divorce is made dual by default. So this milestone executive order on the part of President Trump is of profound political significance for the Maskers movement around the world. It's a vital first step in the liberation of billions of men around the world. The big three of the masculists, that is the worst three ways that women oppress men, are women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering, will be impacted by this new executive order. It will knock a major hole in the second of the big three, that is concerning women's divorce rape, freeing men from the screaming injustice that occurs to one father in four in the hated fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts, where fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges want equal rights for women, but when the divorce comes, treat women as traditional fluffies who have to be paid for by men, by their ex-husbands. Maskers are out to destroy fluffies and fluffy feminists by totally ignoring them to death. Maskus reforms of the divorce courts are an essential step in freeing men from being butchered in them, which will cause young men to be more willing to be fathers again. But there's still a long way to go before young men think that the gender laws have been made fair, men fair. They point to the whole Maskus political program and tell the politicians that if they, the politicians, want to see a reversal of young men's refusal to even date young women, let alone giving them their sperm, then men's lib, in political terms, needs to go a long way further than what President Trump has just done, even though it is a historical milestone. But it's only the first milestone in a long political path to men's liberation, which is the final goal of the masculist. After all, masculism, by definition, means men's lib. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the Maskless tab for 710 Maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people. Do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis, - London Real. In brackets, see the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on maskulism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Mimes, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 Maskless videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Maskless Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskless Videos. That is four words. Ciao.